We're loving the season of the Melbourne Aces. They're flying top of the ABL ladder. Of course, their latest series is against the Sydney Blue Sox. Game one overnight, they won it 4-3. Brad Harmon from the Aces has been good enough to join us. Morning, Brad.
Morning, Brett. How are you, mate?
Yeah, going well. Good start. A tough match. It sort of went right down to the wire. I think Cody Jones drove in the game-winning run. Peter Moylan finished the ball game as you got home 4-3. I'm just reading a couple of quotes from Sydney describing it as a pretty tough loss for them, but you're continuing your good form for the season.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the way it's been, just finding a way. There was, yeah, some pretty good all-round performances. I mean, Mark Hamburger, again, was just outstanding. With his starting pitching and adding some of the pitches that we've got, as you said, Peter Moylan coming in, bases loaded, one out, and struck the last two guys out to win the game. So finding a way, and everyone's chipping in, so it's going really well.
It is. I mean, there's some genuine momentum, isn't there, Brad? I mean, there's been seasons where, you know, the Aces have struggled. I mean, it can all depend on personnel, and there's, you know, that great run to make the championship game a few weeks ago, but a few years ago, I should say. But this year, really leading from the front and setting the foundations with those, you know, good early wins.
Yeah, and a few years ago, I think it was about 5 years ago, when we made that run for the championship. And you know, it's been very lean over the previous years, but you know, there's a mixture. It's certainly the guys that we've been able to get in this year, coaching staff, getting John Deeble down. Obviously, the Australian national team coach has been massive for us with helping with the recruitment process, but also the culture. And it's not to say that the previous managers weren't great with that. We were just up against it a little bit, and we didn't have much of our Australian talent available to us. A lot of these young kids that go play professional baseball sort of get shut down when they come home and they need to have a bit of a break. But this year we're getting a few coming back now for the second half. So we find ourselves in a really good position where we're 5 games in front and about to get a few more players back in.
Yeah, I think you make a great point, Brad, about, you know, so many factors needed to make an elite team actually really work, all the stuff behind the scenes that we don't see. And I've always been intrigued by the word culture, and I've been involved in, you know, local footy clubs and seeing different environments. But can you try and take me inside the Aces and I suppose how you build that successful culture? Because not every player necessarily is going to be best mates with each other, but it's finding a way so that the team can come out and execute consistently, you know, each week.
Yeah, I think it's almost acknowledging that, you know, we don't have to be absolute best mates to go out and compete together and have the same goal in mind. So it's just not shying away from that. We're here for the common goal. We certainly want to try and create that family atmosphere and that camaraderie, and we want to work for each other and trust each other. But at the end of the day, we're in it for a common goal, and having that common goal in mind and really believing that we are a genuine chance to achieve it, there's certainly things that you go above and beyond to do. You know, your recovery sessions and all these things, and guys are looking forward to these sorts of things now this year, whereas in the past we've been so far up against it that it's really hard to get everyone on board with a lot of those things, and a lot of guys sort of switch off a little bit. And when you're sitting with a record of 5-20 as opposed to what we are now, it's certainly a lot easier. But again, it's the personnel, the import players we've got in this year have been outstanding. They're all class, and they're helping buy into this this culture of being a big family and creating really good friendships, and things are just clicking for us at the moment.
Brad, travelling around the country, playing at Altona here at the ballpark, I mean, what are you sort of noticing about the continued growth of the ABL and the passion of the fans? Obviously, you know, every sport's competing for airtime, and would like, you know, certainly that TV exposure. You've been around a long time. What are you observing?
Yeah, look, fact is we're not going to compete with the crickets and the soccers of the world, and you know, I'm sitting here right now watching the cricket and loving it, but you know, we're certainly not going to compete with those top sports, but we just need to grow it as best we can. And certainly in Melbourne, I believe, I don't know the statistics, but I heard the other day that our figures and people coming to the games are up considerably on what they have previously, and that's obviously no doubt with the success that the team's having. And we're in a tough spot out there at Laverton, but we are getting plenty of fans coming out. So we are seeing growth here in Melbourne. But between Melbourne, I mean, we're up in Sydney right now, as you mentioned, and I think it's a good 45 minutes out of the CBD. So some of these really good baseball stadiums are in tough locations for people to get out to. So we just, as baseball players, we just need to do a little bit better of getting out there and exposing, getting to the schools, doing the clinics, doing the camps, doing all the things that the elite clubs do to try and grow interest in the sport.
Yeah, the players can certainly play their part in that, there's no doubt. Good on you, Brad. Game two tonight. Game three, of course, Saturday night on New Year's Eve, and game four against the Blue Sox Sunday at 1 o'clock. We'll have plenty of updates and hopefully a nice series win before you return home next week.
That'd be great. Thanks, mate.